The University of Pretoria has for some while now been running an annual survey of the southern right whales, which head up towards our coast at about this time of the year. Dr. Els Vermeulen is the unit research manager of the Mammal Research Institute's whale unit at the University of Pretoria. Els, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I am very well. I hope you are well. But more importantly, if you don't mind, I hope the southern right whale population is very well.
Yes. Yeah, so we finished our annual survey. And, yeah, the numbers are up from 2019 and 2020, so that is good news. However, the numbers are still quite a bit low compared to what we should expect in normal conditions. So we counted 191 females with calves.
100?
That's about 91, yeah.
91, that's quite low, isn't it?
That is quite low, yes. So in normal conditions, we could be expecting close to 400 females. So it is quite half of what we would expect in normal conditions, exactly.
And a goodly number of calves?
Yeah, so we counted 191. We expecting this was not the peak, though. We had another aerial survey. We flew between Hermanus and Vitsant in September, where we counted 209 calves, a little bit higher, yeah.
Okay, so generally at this stage, I mean, do you expect between now and when they start to leave, which is usually December-ish, do you expect that number to increase or stay pretty much what you've just counted?
Yeah, no, I think I'm expecting that whales are starting to leave already. So quite a few of the calves we saw were quite large already and getting ready for their migration south. So the numbers are going to start decreasing now, actually.
Okay, so pretty much now is about the peak.
Yeah. September, October is kind of the peak of calves, exactly.
Okay. And were the concentrations where they normally are, or did you find an interesting anomaly in the way some cows with calves were collected in areas where historically there haven't been a lot of them, or was that all pretty much as per normal?
That's pretty much as per normal. So the majority of the females with the calves will be seen between Vitsant and Hermanus. That area around Cape Agulhas, let's say, from especially the Hope Nature Reserve is a peak area where a lot of the females concentrate. But the large area around the Agulhas Point, so the Southern Cape, really is the main breeding ground for the whales. And that's per normal. That has not changed in the last 42 years.
What, I mean, if we go back to 2000, and when did you start, let me slightly rephrase the question, when did you start doing these surveys?
So the aerial surveys started in 1969, but then photographing the females for individual identification started in 1979. So we have 42 years of data of individually identified animals that we can follow.
Well, let's go back to 2000. Between 2000 and 2021, the survey just completed. What's been the maximum number of females and calves that you counted?
That was in 2018. We had a very big bumper year, and then counted 463 females.
And how many calves?
Yeah, females with calves. So 463. Yeah.
And to what do you ascribe? Okay, so this year was better than 2020 and better than 2019, but about half of 2018, which is the best year in the last two decades. What's going on? I mean, what general conclusions can you draw about the state of health of the southern right whale population from these annual surveys?
Yeah, so what we're seeing with our database is, so it's a changed migration pattern, and there's a change in the calving interval. So a female, instead of giving birth every 3 years, she's giving birth every 4 to 5 years. And understanding these animals are what we call capital breeders. So there's animals that depend on a feeding season and on the stored energy that on which they rely for their breeding. We're looking at feeding issues. And some of our research is confirming that the whales have gone skinnier in the last 20 years. So the body condition has decreased about 24% since the late 80s. And so this feeding conditions, we believe, are being affected by climate change. Environmental change in the Southern Ocean, so the area where these animals feed, is not obviously here in South Africa. That's in the Southern Ocean. And we're not sure yet what environmental changes are on the basis of this. But there's obviously a food availability issues for these whales.
Yeah, so I mean, we've in the 25 years that I've been presenting this radio program, we've had a look at southern right whales pretty much annually, sometimes more than annually. And I mean, you can't quite escape the conclusion that we cannot relax about this population.
No, we cannot. Thinking generally about nature, we cannot relax. Obviously, these whales are recovering from whaling. They're far from their historical numbers, so they're only like at about 30% of their historical numbers. And now they're obviously being faced with other more modern issues. So no, there's definitely not a chance to relax and think everything's going to be okay.
Dr. Els Vermeulen, thank you very, very much for talking to us this afternoon and sharing that information with us, with the Mammal Research Institute, which is based at the University of Pretoria.